Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Because we see the value of a person's soul, and so we share information with them so they can understand there really is a hell. It's far worse than you can ever imagine. But we serve a loving God that doesn't want you to go there, but He gives you a free will to choose.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank You and we give You praise and honor on this broadcast today.
Yes.
Oh, we're so blessed. Our partners are blessed. And today, sir, we ask You to especially bless our partners all over this radio and television audience. Oh, we thank You. And we magnify Your word. We magnify Your name. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we've been, all this week, we've been sharing partner testimonies.
Well, they've been good.
Oh, glory. They're just delicious. They're so good. And so we're going to continue to do that. And we... When you hear someone give their testimony, allow your imagination to see that. Just see that testimony and see what they're talking about. Pay really close attention. Jot down the scriptures that they use. Because, listen, this is the Word of God. God's no respecter of persons. Amen. We plan on you going into 2017 full of faith.
Yes.
And you, hey, this is going to be the biggest year in the kingdom of God that's ever been. We have the Word of God on this. So really get hold of this. Now watch this partner story, Bill and Annette Weiss. Get this. Get it good.
I'm Bill and that's my wife, Annette. We both have been in the real estate business for 45 years now, but the last 10 years we've been in the ministry. We first came across Kenneth Copeland in 1979 when he spoke here at the Anaheim Convention Center, and what I heard from him the first day caused me to stay the whole week. I stayed the whole week, and I got so excited over the Word of God that he showed such an honor to the Word and taught things that I had not heard. I was a Christian for 9 years at that point, but I never heard some of the things he was teaching. So I went to all the conventions after that, year after year, and we became partners right from day one. You know, he taught things like, you know, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, what the differences were. He taught us how to obtain favor with God and man, that we had the authority of the believer. I never heard of the authority of the believer before. I never heard that you could take the Word of God for your case, whatever it may be. Maybe if you're fighting sickness, or you're broke, you need money, you need to be successful in your marriage or whatever. You can find scripture for that, stand on it and quote it and trust God for it. You know, at the time I was struggling in real estate and not doing that well, but I learned some of these laws and how to appropriate them and apply them for myself. Brother Copeland said that, you know, we're to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's the first thing we should seek God first. Well, one of the things in seeking Him first was to get up and read and pray every morning. That shows God's first if you read and pray every morning. Start your day off that way. It sets the day. So I got in that habit of doing that. And, you know, I had just started working a tract of homes and I wanted to get my first listing in this neighborhood. Well, I got up that morning and I was praying and I heard the Lord's voice say, study all the facts and figures to do with the neighborhood you're selling homes in. Well, I knew what that meant. How many acres is a complex? How many square feet is each model? How many models are there and so forth? Well, later that day, I get my first call from someone that said, Bill, I want to interview you and two other agents after you, and I want to pick the best agent. I said, fair enough. So when I went over there, he said, how many models are there of mine? I said, 41. He said, how many sold this year? I said, 4. He said, how many sold last year? I said, 7. He goes, what's the square footage? I said, 1992. He said, how many miles are there altogether? I said, 6, 41 of yours, 35 of plan, 3 of 3. I went down. He goes, how do you know all these figures? I said, it's part of my job. I just learned it that day. And he says, you got the listing. So God blessed me, but it was because I was obedient to do His word and appropriate the promise of get up, put the Lord first, and you'll see the results.
Kenneth and Gloria taught about integrity and honor and love, and applying that part of the word, God just resulted in giving you a blessing or prosperity. That came back to you. It wasn't that you were after the money. You were after God, and you always put Him first, and that's what Kenneth and Gloria always taught.
I never had a salary. You know, just commission. And you know how many, the up and down market can be. But in all that time, in the 35 years before the ministry, I never had one bill go unpaid. I never even had one late notice. That's impossible in the real estate business without a salary. But God's word is true, and He is so faithful to bless you if you'll be a doer of His word. November 23rd, 1998, we went to a prayer meeting. I came home from the prayer meeting, nothing unusual about the night, and went to bed, got up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to get a glass of water, and suddenly I was pulled out of my body, like being drawn up out of your body, and I found myself falling through the air down this long tunnel into hell. That changed my whole life because it gave me an eternal perspective. What's really important is souls, you know, to see people come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So now my wife and I have been traveling now, like I said, for 10 years full time, because we see the value of a person's soul. And so we share information with them so they can understand there really is a hell. It's far worse than you can ever imagine. But we serve a loving God that doesn't want you to go there, but He gives you a free will to choose. It's your choice. God doesn't send anybody to hell. He's trying to keep people out of hell.
But one of the things that we learned after He had this vision, we learned from Kenneth and Gloria, it's not something, when God gives you something, you don't want to try and make it happen. So we sat back actually and were very reluctant, and we said, Lord, you know, we don't know why you gave this to Bill. You're going to have to make it happen.
I had just told my best friend about what happened. This was like 3 weeks after it happened. And he said, Bill, would you come to my Bible study and share it? I said, no, I don't want to share it. Well, he talked me into it after 3 months. And so once we shared it there, we got invited, it started spreading, and we got invited all around the country for the next 7 years. There was no book then, and we were still working real estate, but we traveled for 7 years. We paid our own way. We never took any money from anybody for that 7 years. Then the publisher approached us, and they said, would you write a book on what you saw? I thought, who's going to buy my book, you know? And so we did. But I wanted to write the book because I placed in there over 150 verses that talk about everything I saw in hell is already in the Bible. And that's what's important for people to believe, not my experience, but the Word of God. Traveling for 10 years, we've seen over 100,000 people just at our meetings alone come to know the Lord, come to the altar, plus thousands of others online and through the books and media and so forth. And I know we would not have seen those results, the fruit, without knowing the Word of God like we've learned it through Ken and Gloria Copeland. So our ministry has been blessed being under them and being part of their ministry. So
being partners all these
partners.
Years.
Partners all these years. We've been so blessed.
Several things there that I want to talk to you about what Bill was saying. I've met Bill and Annette, and number one, when he got up, that what would have happened had he walked in there to that man, had that big housing project and so forth, and he wanted to be a part of that. And he'd have said, how many miles are, and Bill said, well, you know, I really don't know. Or how many square feet? Well, I just, you know, I really don't know. Well, I mean, why are you even here? You don't know anything about any of this. But that morning, as he's listening to Jesus by the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. And when a sower and a tither is moving in business affairs, then Jesus is going to be the one that leads him because he knows what he's going to do with his money. I mean, he's in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And this is for anybody. It'll put the Word first, and put God first, and then yourself later. Put God's Word first, put God first, put His God's Word and God first, then the others second, and yourself third. So the Lord told him, get the figures today. Find out what all this is. Well, he goes over there to see that guy, just rattle that stuff on that guy. You know, what could the guy say? Well, go for it, buddy. I mean, this is, you know, this is good. This is where you belong. Well, that's the way God prospers His people, because promotion comes from above. And so God's Word is promoting him. Now, I want to talk to you about his experience. He didn't have an opportunity here to tell you all that happened there. Jesus literally took him. And by the way, you need to get hold of that book. Praise God. It is dynamite. Jesus himself took him through there. He said, Jesus hadn't been there with me, I could not have stood this. And he took him all through hell and showed it. He smelled all the horrible, terrible, stinking smells that are involved in that place. Most people just think about, well, you know, hell's just hell. No. God created hell for the devil and his angels. He did not create it for men. And men go there with their Lord, the devil. And if you refuse to make Jesus the Lord of your life, I mean, then that's where you're going to wind up. Like he said, God has never sent anybody to hell. Now, God created heaven. And I don't care how much you read about it. If you've never been there, then you can't. People that have died and gone to heaven and God sent them back. Brother Hagin, for instance. I mean, you have no concept. You can't even tell somebody what it's like. It's that far away. It's that big. It's beyond what you can ask or think. Hey, the same God created hell. It's beyond what you can ask or think. It is there for Satan to suffer in. It is there because, you see, it was built for the devil and his angels. It was made for him. It was made for demons. It was made for principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. And I'm telling you, their time is coming. Good. Their time is coming. And it's beyond what you can ask or think. And what we need to realize is how terrible, awful that place is. Jesus went there, and he went into the pit of it, so you and I don't have to go.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Whoa. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Andy and Cynthia, you better take up this, brother and sister. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I left home when I was 17, moved to Toronto. Of course, living on the streets of Toronto in the early 70s wasn't a very good place to be. It was all kinds of drugs and bad things happening. And of course, being a youngster just out of home, I got right into it.
I was alcoholic and drug addict too. And I married young and it didn't go very well. I was divorced, starting university, and moved to North Bay, just a place I'd never been before, just to get away. The native ways, I tried that for a while. I was going to the library all the time, looking at books, Deepak Chopra, and everything that I could just find a little bit of peace or hope in, and it just wasn't there. Life was too hard. I just would rather die.
was drinking and doing drugs, and got on a motorcycle, got into an accident, lost my leg, and just sort of spiraled downhill until I guess I was about 40 years old when I realized that there's got to be something else.
The only phone number that came to mind was an old landlady's number. And I called and asked her if I could spend the night there. I didn't know what I was going to do next. And she said, of course, come, we'll pick you up at the bus station. And they turned out to be Christian people. And it was Easter weekend, and they said, we're going to church. Would you like to come? And I thought, well, I'm here, and I really should. Out of obligation, I'll go. I was at the Salvation Army, actually. And I went with them that Sunday, and I met Jesus. It was like the woman at the well.
So I quit drinking, went back to school, and actually lived next door to this lady then when I was in my first marriage. And we knew each other then, but that was it, we knew each other. And then as I was starting to come back to reality sort of deal, we met up again, and she introduced me to Jesus, and it's been just perfect since.
I was homesick one day, and I was listening to Kenneth Copeland, and he said that I had faith, and that was like huge. My page is marked in my journal with that message, all kind of curly cues and big letters. It's like, I have faith. I thought faith was for people who were holy and perfect, and I didn't think God could love me. I have a pretty sordid past. So I just didn't feel like God could ever love me the way I know now that he does. I never thought that God was good. I always thought he was the hard taskmaster, judgmental. He'll do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it. Watching KCM made me see that God is good. He's love. I had no idea.
Actually, I became connected with Kenneth Copeland Ministries through my wife, Cynthia, who I watched daily, watching programs, and just seen her always uplifted and in a good mood and, you know, wondering, what does that? And then I sat down and watched a couple episodes with her, and it was like, oh, now I see. The way he speaks, the way he teaches, he's so passionate. He brings the Word of God to you in a different way than most people.
As soon as I realized that the Word was for me, I just couldn't get enough of it. I was getting up in the middle of the night and reading the Bible.
Yeah, I'd get up at 5 o'clock for work in the morning, and she'd be sitting out on the couch reading and watching
already
something
a pot
on
of
TV.
Coffee done.
I couldn't get enough. Because I realized it was for me, I was so excited. Being a partner with KCM is like, you give so little and you get so much. Like, you get to hear what God says to Kenneth Copeland. And he passes it on to us and shows us how to live and how to get more of Jesus and how to experience more of the joy and the peace. And I never thought that was possible for me. It's such an honor and a privilege to be partners with God and his work. That's like amazing to me, amazing.
And I used to be scared to even mention Jesus' name before. You know what I mean? And now it comes up in a conversation and I got everybody's attention because I'm just right in there, yeah, talking about it. I was never like that before. I was like, I always believed in him. But now it's like, I'm not scared anymore at all. You need to know this. You want a smile like this on your face? You need to know this.
But maybe some people from our old lives will see us and say, wow, maybe that's for me too.
Did that put a smile on your face?
Yes, it did
mine.
Yes.
Maybe someone from our old life will see us. And they can have this too. Glory be to God. And we know exactly how they felt. You first get a hold of the word of faith, and you just say, I got to have more of this.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
And the first thing I saw that just blessed my spirit soul, I saw where Christ died for the ungodly, and I qualified. And I found the scripture said his mercy endures
yes,
forever. Oh, Glory to God.
What good news.
What good news. Mm. That's the reason it's called gospel.
Yes.
It's good news,
yes, yes.
Brother. And amen. And like Andy said, you want a smile on your face like I got, you didn't need to listen to this. Oh,
right.
Praise God. Father, thank we thank you, you for that so much. That just blessed me all over the place. I want to point this out to you. It didn't happen until, I mean, they accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's wonderful. But she didn't believe that God could love her, that He is only for perfect people. And not any perfect people. Now, I want you to get this now. Are you listening to me?
Yep.
A person that has lived a good life, they never hurt anybody, and they're just nice people and all that, but don't have any time for Jesus, that nice person can bust hell wide open, because it's not based on your conduct. It's based on who your Lord is.
That's right.
Amen. Because now let me tell you something. The moment you get born again, that's not just a religious phrase. That is a fact.
Yeah.
You get born again. The Scripture says you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Greek says that never a new species of being that didn't exist before that moment.
Yes.
Now, when that...
new creature. Isn't that great?
A new creature. When that takes place, that moment, you don't have any past. It's wiped out.
Yeah.
God said, I am He who blotteth out your transgressions, and for my own sake I will remember them no more.
Amen.
Now you go over into the book of Colossians and you read the first three chapters in the book of Colossians. We've been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God.
That old man's gone.
He's
gone.
He won't
ever be back.
He ain't coming back. And there it again, he uses the same word.
His place is a new creature.
Amen.
A new creature.
He uses the very same word that Jesus' blood blotted out. Read it in the Amplified. It blotted out the handwriting of the note that was against us. Ha!
Now this new creature grows up in God.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And develops.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And now you see two brand new people.
Yeah.
And they're growing in the Lord.
Yeah.
Got that big smile on his face. She said, I just never figured God could love me, but now I know
Praise
He loves
God.
Me.
I know that. Hallelujah.
And First John, thank you, Lord. In the fourth chapter of First John, it said perfected love.
Yeah.
Casteth out fear. The real word there is used like flush. It just gets so big in there, it just flushes the fear out. And we're out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.